So the Masechta opens up Shivas Yamim Kaidim Yom Kippurim Ma'afrishin Kain Gadol Mibeis Elishuk Sanhedrin. Within that 7 days before Yom Kippur, we would separate the Kain Gadol and bring him to the Lishkas Parhedrin. The Gemara says, and Yud Aleph, Gemara says that the Lishkas Parhedrin used to be kind of different name. Parhedrin is a derogatory term that used to have a Parhedrin just means to a clerk, an admin. I hope nobody here is an admin. But it used to be called the Lishkas Balvoti, because it was the Lishka that was designated for the Kohen Gadol. That's what the Gemara says in Daf Yud Aleph, I think. It was dedicated for the Kohen Gadol. And the Kohen Gadol, till the Bayis Sheni, till a certain period of time in the Bayis Sheni, was a person of immense stature. So it was called Lishkas Balvati, meaning the nobility, Loshin Sarim, Rashi says. But then the Gemara says, but it was a period of time in Bayis Sheni, Shenoisin Elov Momin Lekuhuna, Umachlifin Oisokol Shnei Maser Chodesh, that the Kohanim Gedolim were not, they didn't live out their years. And the Kohanim Gedolim achieved their position because they paid for them. So then they demoted the name and called it Parhedrin. It was the king's clerk. But that was a place exactly where it was. The Gemara says that it was behind the Shar Nikonah, Yud Aleph Amud Aleph, the very top line. Kol Hashorim Sheyushom LaHoyulev Mezuzah Chutz Mishar Nikonah Shelefne Mimenu Lishkas Parhedrin. So the Gemara says that because the Lishkas Parhedrin was a place where the Kohen stayed, so it was Chayiv in the Mezuzah, so it was already inside the Shar Nikonah. So that's the din, that we take the Kohen away Mibeisai to the Lishkas Parhedrin for the 7 days before Yom Kippur. So I want to divide up the sugi into two parts. What's the Makor HaDin? That we'll discuss tomorrow with Hashem. What's the din? But first, what is the din? What's the din of Afrosha? What's the get of what happened during those 7 days? So the Rambam in Perek Gimel, no, Perek Aleph, Hilchos Avodas Yom Kippurim, in the third halacha, says Shivas Yamim Kodim Yom Kippurim, Ma'afrishin kain gadol mibeisai lilishkosai, he called the lishkosai shem b'miktash, v'dover ze kabola mimei shabinu tzkas tamar mit Hashem, u'ma'afrishin oisai meyishtai kol shivas yomim elu, and he could not be with his wife, couldn't have chibur with his wife, shem batim tzanita, the gemara and daf, vavim et aleph, v'nim tzatav shivas yomim, he'll be paid, lu yitzur, the Gemara says, and maybe we'll find out, the Achar Maisa, after they were together, we'll find out that she was in Nida, we'll be choshes that she was already in Nida for 24 hours early, and then he will become Tomei Shivas, the Gemara says, and he'll be disqualified for the Avoida. So therefore, they were mafrish, therefore he could not be with his wife either. And then the Rambam writes that the Rav is midaik that that's all part of the same din of Achon. We'll come back to that. And then the Rambam says, "B'shivas yomim elu, mazen olav me efer apora, b'shlishi lafroshosei uvashvi, shu erev yom kippurim." They would do some of the hanhogos of Parah Aduma on the third and seventh day. Shema Nitma B'meis V'lo Yoda. Maybe he was telling me Meis, not realizing it. V'mchol Yeim HaShavas, a different din. And then Kol Shivas Yomim Halacha Hei Margilin Oisei Ba'avoidois Zerbeik Es Adam. He would take over all the Avodis, the Mishnah on the Perek. He would do the Zrika, and he'd do the Ketores, and he'd do the Tavas Andeires, and he would be Makter every Tomid Al Mizbeach Kedei sheyeh rogel ba'avoyde b'yom kippurim. So the first thing is we moved him, and then we gave, and then he could not be with his wife, and then what happened during those 7 days? So during those 7 days he had hazois meipora. During those 7 days he did the avoida, and then during those 7 days umoyisrin lois kainim mizikne beizdin v'koyrin lefon of melamdim oisai. And then they would teach him. They would go over all the halachas he had to know for Yom Kippur. They would say kirata b'ficha. He should himself read the halachas, or say the halachas. And they would actually train him to look at the various animals so that he'd be ready for the avoid of Yom Kippur. So that was what was going on during those days. Halacha l'maase, he had to write a kitzur shulchan aruch, a madrich, what should the kohen do during those days? So we would say, be in the lishka sanhedrin, don't have chibur with your wife, have the hazom, and practice the avoid, do the avoida, and learn about the avoida. So that's what the Rambam's lashon at the end is, kedei shiya makiv rogil ba'avoida. There was a lot of fanfare in the hafrasha when they took the Kohen Gadol from his home to the Lishkas Sanhedrin. There was a lot of drama. The Ziknei, they would set up in his house chairs for the Ziknei Kohenim and for the Sanhedrin, and there was a huge procession. Described in the Yalk, in the Yalk of Miam Loyes, I think in the beginning of Ayikra, it describes a tremendous procession. Tens of thousands of people would come and accompany the Kohen Gadol to the Beis HaMikdash, to the Lishkas HaPerhedrin. And it's described, it was all in the different groups. It was Mamash described a little bit like the Shvatim in the Midbar, but whatever, where the Kohenim were, the Leviim were, some before, some after. Is that somebody asked me a few weeks ago that they were in learning yeshiva, and they were going to, the yeshiva was taking them to one of the Gedolei Ador, I think it was Moshe Sternbach. So he asked whether we should leave the Beis HaMedrash and lose a Seder, two Storm, to see Moshe Sternbach. So that question was asked by Zilberstein. He writes about that. So he quotes this Mayam Loyev. I would have thought it's a Ramban and Chumash. Ramban says that Moshe Rabbeinu, at the beginning of the Midbar, he had to count every Jew because Simas Eina Shal Moshe Rabbeinu. So from there, many Sforim say, Simas Eina Shal Odom Godol, just having an Odom Godol inquire about you. Okay, you may could say it's Halach, that was Zafka Moshe Rabbeinu. So Zilberstein didn't quote that. He quoted this with Me'am Loyes. He said, you see from the Me'am Loyes that to give cover to an Odom Godol, he said, all these, it's Sanhedrin came. So they were being mevatel their learning. It says that they're all being mevatel learning to give kavod to Torah. So he said, based on that Yalkut Me'am Loyes, you see, that was the Hanog of Klal Yisrael. It's not some based on the Yalkut. That was Hanog of Klal Yisrael during Bizman Abayis. So that's the Hafrosh itself. So, but what is the Geder Adin? How would you? That's what was going on during those days. That was the Halacha l'maisa. What are the essential components of the Hafrasha? How would you be marked at the din of Hafrasha? Would you say the din of Hafrasha is a din in Talmud Torah? It's a din in Hachana for Yom Kippur. It's a din in like a din of Chinuch, like a din of Shloishim Yom Kainim Achag. So the Torah, we'll discuss tomorrow, the Torah Chazal. Torah was said, you have to have a days of Achana. What's the Geder Adin of the Yemei Afrosha? So, L'chaira, at very first glance, you see from the Nusach HaRambam, and you see from the Vavam and Aleph, the two separate halachas. On Vavam and Aleph, the Gemara says, Loma Mafrishin. Loma Mafrishin? Well, you know Loma Mafrishin. That's been the sugya from Beis and Gimel and Dalet, Rav Yechanan, Rish Lakish. Is it because we learned halacha from Har Sinai? We learned halacha from Yemei Meluah. We'll discuss tomorrow. Right, the din of Afrosh over here we have the din of afrosh in two places, halacha paraduma and halacha b'yom kippur. So the Gemara lama afrishin, that's what we've been discussing for five blot. So lama, the Gemara said, no. Hachi kamen mi beisay lama pirish. Why can't he be with his wife? Right? So the Rashi says, from the din of afrosh itself, he could be with his wife. From the din, apparently, from the din that we learn from the Yemei Amiluim, and from the din that we learn from Matan Torah, he could still be with his wife. We have another din that he has to be perish miyishtai. Yet, Mimadaik also, that according to the Gemara says, if you learn from my sins, only 6 days. And the seventh day is mibesa. You learn from Yemei Amiluim, it's all 7 days. But you see that the two separate halachas, two separate dinim. That's first clear in the Rambam. That there's one din of being mafresh, leaving one's home, and going to Lishka's Sanhedrin, and there's a second din that he has to be parish meyishtai. The second din, he's parish meyishtai, so that he'll be able to do the Aveda, and he won't be tamei. Okay, what's the first din? What's the first din of that we learned from either Yemei Milum, we learned from Matan Torah? So Rashi says that from the fact that the Koyen is sleeping in the Lishkas Parhedrin, from the fact that Alpi Din, the first Din would allow him to be with his wife, he can't be with his wife, he has to be partially Beisai, because we want to make sure he'll be Torah for the Avoida, but the first Din of Hafrasha that we learned from the Milum Ar Sinai, he could be with his wife and he can sleep, so that shows us that the Lishkas Parhedrin does not have Kedushas Harav, doesn't have Kedushas Machane Shechina. Right? Why? Because the Rashi writes in the Vav Med Aleph that one isn't that except for the Melech Malchus Beis David, no one was allowed to even sit in the Azara, in the Machane Shechina. Ela Malchus Beis David. And we're allowing the Kohen Gadol to sleep there. So it could not be Kodesh B'Kedushas Machane Shechina. Even though the Gemara says that it was inside Shaar Nikonar, all right, but there must have been some other exclusion that was made, that this did not have the Kedusha of the Azara, the Kedusha of Machane Shechina. Question is, could it have the Kedusha of Machane Leviya? Right, because the Gemara says that the halacha is that a Balkari can't be in Machane Leviya. And the Gemara says, if not for our concern that she might make him tummy tumas nida, so then the Gemara doesn't seem to have a problem with him becoming a Balkari. That's what Taisa Shem spells out in Vav Med Aleph. We could accommodate that. So the Hafrosha to Lishkas Parhedrin sounds like, according to Rashi, is how would we magdi the place? The Rav, when he was discussing this, the Rav said it doesn't have Kedushas Harabayas, it has Shem Harabayas. Okay, I have to understand what that means. What's the significance of Shem Harabayas? But what's the din of Hafrosha? What's when we're taking him away? So Gemara says in Ches Amud Aleph at the very bottom, the Gemara says Ebed Bryce, the last line of Ches Amud Aleph, Ein bein koina asoyrif es apara lekoin godol b'yem ha-kipurim, elo shezeh prishase, the first line of Ches Amud Beis, zeh prishase likdusha v'yochev ha-koinim noigin boi, v'zeh prishase letara, vein ochev ha-koinim noigin boi. The Gemara says that a Kohen Gadol for Yom Kippur is Prisha Likdusha, not Prisha Litara necessarily. So the top Rashi on Ches Amud Beis is Likoneis L'machane Shechina V'leili Boi Zocha Lov V'Nivdal Mikol Kalas Reish Shechola Olov Eimas V'Abdolose Min Abriyes. So what's the din? Here Rashi is being magdi for us. What's the din? The Gemara says, Zu prishasi likdusha. So Rashi, he's not being nichnas lamachnas right now. That Rashi's involvement aleph couldn't be. But he's doing some kind of achana because he's going to be nichnas lamachnas shchina. And he should be able to focus and concentrate. Some say leave a zocha is toolish, sometimes means shouldn't become a vulgar, but that's not what it means over here. It means his mind shouldn't slip away, shouldn't lose focus. And afroshas from all different kinds of narushka, things that are not so important. Shechola olav ema. Because now he'll be separate from people. No, so what's the how would you be magdir the afrosha according to Rashi? What's the essential afrosha? What's the getter adin? It's a hachon of yuen. Emas adin. And so what's that have to do with you're saying aim because the din of Yom Kippur? The Iker is to separate him from people. The Iker is he should have 7 days like detoxed from most human contact. He should be able to focus and think about only about Yom Kippur. In other words, there's a way L'chaira. L'chaira, what Rashi is saying is that the din of Afrosha is the Hachana. What's the Hachana for? So the Rashi doesn't say with Simon. He doesn't say Sheze Prisho L'kdushas Avodas Yom HaKippurim. He says She Prishos L'kdusha L'kones L'machne Shechina. It doesn't say L'avodas Yom HaKippurim. L'chaira, according to Rambam, according to Rashi, the Hayyos, either you have to say Hayyos that he has to be Mufresh. So we'll teach him, he has to be Mufresh Mikol Adam, and training him for the Avodah is a separate din. Or you could say he has to be Mufresh from Bnei Adam, and strengthen the Hafrosha, to strengthen his body, knows he has to learn something. I mean, I learn in Yom Kippur. It could be that, but the Iker is be Bodlosim in Abriyas. The Iker is Machan Shechina. You going to say?
I was going to say that.
anything which is not serious. Shechola alav ema bihi bodlosim in abriyas. So to me, it sounds like forkeret that the bodlosim in abriyas is essential.
And what's the hamamina that he can bring his wife?
So he and his wife will be, he'll be, the Taki knows, talks about that, Reb Michal, Chil Michal Feinstein, the Briskerov son in law. So we have his shurim. So he was bothered by that. So he suggests that Davka, we should bring the wife in order to help him concentrate. In other words, he says that way that, what's the Lashon? Shepas Pesaloi. So that will help him focus. He's not bothered by that Nakuda. But say either way. But if you're Medaik in the Lashon, the Kasha be good Kasha, but the Lashon is be Balosim and Abrius. There is, if you look at Beis Amid Aleph, when Rashi focuses on what's the Hafrosha Legabe Poraduma. So the Gemara says that we davke took the Koyen Asoyfes of Poram, so we took him to a place that had the same directional orientations as where the Avodah is going to be. Right? It says, and then the Gemara describes what was the nature of that, what was going on in that place. But the Gemara says, why does the Gemara stress Tzafoina Mizracha. The Gemara says, Maishna Tzafoina Mizracha came with the Chatasi. The Chatas Tuna Tzafoina. So he went to a certain position only because that place was Merames to him something about the Korban Chatas. He wasn't going the Korban Paraduma. He wasn't going to the place of the Paraduma. He wasn't going to Arazesim. He wasn't looking at the Mokim Paraduma. It was that he's going to ask, why am I over here? He said, you're over here because this is Tzvayna, and Tzvayna has to do with where you're going to be. It's an association. So Rashi's Lashon is in Beis Amud Aleph. Ki heichi d'lahave keiro ladas shehufra sham kidei lahatil olov avoidas pora kruya chatos utu'une mizrach v'yosim leiv li'ayzoriz b'ma'aseo v'seid avoidaseo. Ladas shehufra sham, he should pay attention that the reason he is being separated out now ilahatil olov avoidas pora, to impress upon him, maybe to mimaman him, we'll discuss that, for the avoda paraduma. It's called chatas, it's all associations. And now he's going to be misbeinin, he's going to pay attention, he's going to be focused. The same kind of a din. Over here, Rashi is very clear, the sima slave, the focus is on the maisapora. But on Chesamud Beis, Prishose Likdusha, the Sima slave is Likonis Lamachne Shechina. Right? Lachaira, Rashi, take Rashi on his own, so it sounds like that Rashi is almost a din in Meir Mikdash. Now, Hayyais, there's a din of Meir Mikdash, and the din of Meir Mikdash is the halachas of Meir Mikdash. You can't do certain things, you can't do a kapandri, you can't. So it's as if Rashi is saying that there's a new level of Mura Mikdash and Kodesh Kodeshim. So how is he going to have Achana? It sounds like from Rashi that it's the Hizbainanus, we're not taking him to a place that's like the Mokim HaMikdash, for Karet. He's going to a place that doesn't have the Halachis of Machin Eshchina. Sounds like not even Machane Leviya, but as the Rav would say, but to a place that Mugdar is Harabayas, has a shame Harabayas, so that he'll say, what am I doing over here? I'm over here because I have to be Boidel Me'anoshim, I have to be away from people, I have to detox, I have to get my mind away from all of the conversations about homes, about cars, about clothes, to get in, and only have been koilo morning and night, only think about learning, and learn the avodas hamikdash. That's what it sounds like from Rashi. So in other words, l'chayra from Rashi, it sounds that there are, that just, the pashas asugya is that there are two separate halachas. One halacha is mufrash mi beisai. Another halacha is mufrash lelishkas paredrin. Exactly what Rashi is saying, mufrash to some other place, and lachaira, just like Rashi's magdir for us, that the hafrasha for the koyin asoyreif is so that in his own mind he'll associate and be able to be mesim leiv. The same thing is true. Lagabe the hafrasha for koyin gadol l'makam mikdash. He's mufrash to a place where now he is. Since he's separate from people, and he's in a place that's Mugdir, is the Harabayas, so his mind will start preparing himself for the Mura Mikdash that he has to have when he comes to Mokim HaShechina.
Did the regular Kohanim need, like a Kohen doing the Avodah on an average day,
does he need one Kohen? An average day, L'Chorinat. The Chorinat. The Chorinat did in Kochi Kochi. Everybody knows, because it's depending on all the Svarim they bring to the very beginning of their Svarim in Yuma, the Rav Nachum Zemba. He was very successful in getting this Chakir out. So whether it's the Mokim and Mikdash or the Avodas Hayom. So we're not ready for that. The Rav was against doing Chakiris. The Rav briskly held to learn the Sugya first. So I'm not sure. But L'chayra, it has to do either... L'charer k'nisa la'mikdash, le'mokim shechina, or it has to do with the avodah sayyim, or the kapara sayyim, terachiyin. Right? Tomorrow when we look at the lashon of the Gemara Lagabe Prishim Har Sinai, it could be different. Right? We'll get to that. Now what's the machayiv? We're not ready for that yet. With machayiv deraisa, the Rabbanon, not ready. Let's just try to figure out what is the din of afrosha. So l'chayra, the din of afrosha, there are l'chayra at least two separate din, maybe three separate dinim. One is the din of afrishim ibeisai. That's a din the Rabbanon, that we shouldn't get messed up and become tummy to misnita. Good. Then there's a din of afrosha lishkas perhedrin. It's not afrosha mi besa. For carrot, he could bring his wife apparently. It's afrosha lishkas perhedrin. So that din, afrosha lishkas perhedrin, the kain asayref, the afrosha labira, so that din of afrosha. So l'chayra, that's where Rashi says, that's to give him ibodlus meibnei anoshim, to give him a sense of aim, of pachad, of getting ready, sounds like for emas hamikdash. And then, l'chayra, there's a third din, he should get used to the avoida, be a murgul ba'avoida. So again, whether the learning of the avoida according to Rashi is an entirely separate din of hachona for the avoida, whether that's the way he'll become more mizbodel, I don't know. I have to see if we can find a Raya in Rashi for that Nakuda. Yeah.
What does Rashi do? According to Rashi, I'm based on Rav.
Yeah.
That for the sort of a Sahara, it's for a hacker that you should know the Avodah.
Yeah.
The Gemara on the Chesam Bees.
Yeah.
Says that.
Utara.
The Tara Rashi. Yeah. Says that the Pasha is the Akhar of the Tara.
Yeah. Okay, we'll have to figure that out. Yeah. Right? Yishmuel is pointing out that the Rashi and Beis and Aleph and the Rashi and Chesem and Beis seem to go in the. Because here, Trish Latarosi, Lahachmi Bitarosi. So, Lachara, the Rashi and Chesem and Beis is clearly a din the Rabbana. Right? Because Rashi and Chesem and Beis is saying, hey, Yosef, we were in Bekel in the. The din tumah had to be machver. So the lechor is a din de rabbanon. So if there is a din de rice in kain asarif, then we can be miyashiv rashi very easily. If it's all din de rabbanon, depends how you learn pshat and mala. So then lechor one to two separate din de rabbanon lechor. All right, well lechor have to say along those lines. But very very good aura. Good. So the meiri. So lechor that's how we should explain Rashi. The a lot of the Achronim focus on the Lashon and Meiri over here, because the Meiri is a surprising Lashon. Meiri and Beis and Aleph. Yeah, Meiri writes, Umitoich kach, because the Avodas in Kippurim was done by the Kohen Gadol, Hoyu mafrish and oisem mibeisoi, Shivas Yomim, they were taken away 7 days. The Goydwin Oisei Beprishas Ishtoi. Right? That's like you were saying. And they would make sure that he wouldn't be with his wife. Why is that? Shema Beyoid Shubala Timtsin Nida, a Sufik Nida. So are these two separate dinim of one contiguous line? So we keep on reading. And we bring him to the Lishkas Behedrin all 7 days. He says similar to the din of Porah Duma. And even though Shemi Pi Hashmulam Dumin Mikra. Midachsiva Pashas Miluim. Usha'or Korbanos. So the Yelchara, the Meiri, repeats over and over again that the Iker is Prishas Ishtai. Exactly how he learns the Sugya on Vav Med Aleph Tzarachiyin. But Lechaira, it's hard to say in the Meiri that the Prisham Ishtai was secondary. Right? Shivas Yamim Koidim Ekipur Mafrishin Koin Godol Mi Beise Lishkas Vanhedrin. So we, based on Rashi, Rambam, the Pshat and Vav Med Aleph said, Mafrishin Mi Beisei one din. Lishkas Vanhedrin, second din. The Iker is Lishkas Vanhedrin. The Beisei is a secondary din. Mid Rabbanon. A chashash. But the Miri seems to say no, it's all rolled in together. There is a strong riot to this Miri. If you look at the Tesefta, the opening Tesefta in Yuma is Loma Mafrishin Koin Godol Mi Beisei Lelishkas Parhedrin. Pire Shehuda Ben Beseira. Shem timtza ishtay safeg nida v'yavay olea v'nimtza tomi shivas yomim. Right? Now, some Rosh Hashivas quote the Mechil to the Teres Koinim at the end of Parshas Tzav. A similar Lashon is a Raya from the Mir. At least, Linus Daiti, it's not such a clear Raya, because over there, the Lashon is Loma Marfishin Koin Gondol Mi Beisei Shivas Yomim. Once they Shivas Yomim, so it could be that he's spoken Shivas Yom. But we hear the Tesefta, the way the Nusach that we have it, is Loma Mafrishin Kain Godol Mi Beisel Lishkas Parhedrin. Shem Timtza Ishtay Safek Nida V'yovei Aleo V'nimtza Tomi Shivas Yomim. So L'chara T'apela. How are we going to that the Meiri's understanding of the Din of Afrosha is entirely that he shouldn't become Tomei B'Ishtei Nida. So L'chaira, I would suggest L'Aniyaz Daiti to be, in order to be Miyashiv the Meiri with the Lashon HaGemara and Vav Med Aleph, that what the Meiri is really saying is that the Hafrosha was in order to be more assured that the Kohen would make it to Yom Kippur. The Hafrosha was a din that by being Mafrish, the Lashon HaGemara Likdusha, how can we have greater certainty that the Kohen Gadol will make it to Yom Kippur? That will have the Avodas Yom Kippur, right? Like the Rav says, when he gave shir that when we're misaken, that if you learn the din of afrosha from paradumim, and therefore it's in order to facilitate the avoida, then even the misaken koin achre tachta is all part of the way that we're made. All right, so we'll have to get to that and see, understand it. But l'chayra, that could be what the Meiri is saying, because the lashon and Meiri is the goydrin. The next lashon is v'goydrin oisai. What's v'goydrin oisai? L'chaver v'goydrin means that we have another gedder at then. V'goydrin oisai means that chazal v'mesakin as suyog. So l'chaver, what the Meiri is saying is the ikar at then is we're mafreshim so that he shouldn't l'shem mikol tuma. V'lishkos v'oisim yuchedes l'chach. We want to make sure the Kohen will not become Tomei. And then Chazal took another step. What was the other step? There is a Sofek. This could not be a Din Deiraisa. That he'll be with his wife Beheter. And then 24 hours later or less, she'll find that she was Tomei Nida. And then we'll have to be Machzikur B'Tumas Nida 24 hours before. It's all that has to be a Din Deirabonim. That's a Chashash. Then maybe we'll have to be Choshesh that she was Tomei. Has to be a Din Deirabonim. Couldn't be a din deiraisa. So the Meiri is saying is there's one din deiraisa. That the din of afrosh is we have to go to the extra mile to make sure that the Kohen Gadol will be available for avoida. Then Chazal said we're going to go out. Hayyai said the Rebbeinu Shem told us we have to make a suyog, And we have to be mafresh the coin so it wouldn't become Tommy. So now Chazal said, we'll make another suyog. And we'll insist that he's poiresh mi beisai. So look over that. Mi kolmokoim tam adover b'shtem kidei legodre b'prishus ishtoi shemot timtsoi sanida b'shas tashmish. So again, that's a little bit hard, but the Meiri in the Chibrat Shuva walks it back a little bit and says, more like he said, opens up. Mafrish and oise mi beisoi, and the hafrosha mi ishtoi is an extra getter. However you learn pshat in the Meiri, l'chayra, the Meiri is a different approach to Rashi. If when we're magdil, what's the din of mafreshin according to Rashi? He bodla yisbainanos, get ready for moira mikdash. Maybe it's moira avoida, maybe it's moira mokim, and we'll get to it. But there's a din of having greater moira, having greater zbodlos meyanosh. According to Meiri, the getter a din of afrosh is, like Rosh Baruch Hu was saying, that we have to, that the Rebbeinu Shem wants us to have greater certainty or do things to make sure the avoda will take place. Like it's ke'ilo as rizos midin de'raisa. The midin de'raisa, you have to be makbid, you have to be more careful. Like a maila midin de'raisa. So let's, it could be, in Rambam I'm not sure what to say, because the lashon of Rambam is shivas yamim koin megipurim mafrishin koin godol mi beisai lishkosei shevim mikdash v'dover ze kabbalah mi Moshe Rabbeinu. So I don't know if one can be medayik more in Rambam. I don't know if one can say that in Rambam it's a din of hafrosha per se. In other words, just to change the shigras achayim, just have a different routine. I'm not sure. It's possible. But let's just focus on one more nekuda, and that is the 7 days have to be contiguous? So most of the svarim point to a Pnei Yeshua. Pnei Yeshua and Bezim and Aleph, the very top, the first Taisvis. First Taisvis says that sometimes Yabir HaNasi put the number of the din first, and sometimes the number of the din came second. Sometimes shivas yamim koidim yom kippurim, arba aves nezikin, and sometimes the isha niknis v'shloisha drachim. All right, and he says, don't spend time on it. He says, go weiter. The lashon of the Tesis Shoshanim is very, very instructive. He says that they weren't medayik. In other words, the Tosfos Yeshanim is saying that we have to learn what's a correct diuk, what's an incorrect diuk. So he says that the Tanoim, Rabbi Yonasi, was not medayik in this particular nekuda to make sure that he's consistent. So you should not be medayik. If it would be in Chumash, or Achayim is famous for being medayik in every place to find, to get everything. So in Dvar Hashem, you're medayik in every nekuda. So in Gemara and in Mishnah, there is a tolerance. That's what Tosfos Yeshanim said. There is a tolerance of where it's not correct to be medayik. And you have to have a mesorah, l'chara, exactly when to be medayik. That's a very important makor. So Pnei Yeshua has a teretz for Tosfos as kasha. Pnei Yeshua says, shivas yomim koidem, means it has to be rotzuf. It can't have any breaks. He says, that'd be miyashiv. Says that is intimated in the lashon of shivas, not shiva yamim. Shivas yamim means one block of time. L'chara, we would say for keret. Our mahalach would be, hey, yais, the Tosfos didn't say this. Yais, the chayis, it's not correct. Right? Hey, yais, that's mahalach that we normally have is if Tosfos didn't give this teretz, Tosfos says too much of a diuk. Pnei Yeshua probably didn't have the Tosfos Yeshanim. But we know from Davvom Medalev that Tosfos doesn't hold, it doesn't have to be Rotsav, right? Because in Vav Med Aleph, Tosfos Yeshanim says that Rashi was careful to say it had to be that the Kohen Gadol was not in a place that had Kedushas Mokim HaMikdash because he slept there. Okay? And then the question would be, how would we, so he, let's say he's in a place of Kedushas Machan Leviyah, but a Balkari can't be Machan Leviyah, famous Meshech Chochma and Chumash. How did the Leviyah live in Machan Leviyah? How do they have children? How do they have the mitzvah voina? So Meshech Chochma, I think, speculates. They all had summer homes. They all had... They had different. There were Levy hotels or whatever that they were able to took breaks every so often. So the Teis Rishonim says, "Nu, what's to stop the Kohen Gadol to do all the avoda? He does. He has his shear with the zakenim. He does the korban tamid. He does all this. He does everything. Comes the tamid ben avayim. He's done. No, say now he can go home." He can go home. He can even be with his wife, if not that we are afraid he has to be partially based. And he can go to mikveh, and he'll have Erev Shemesh, and he's back in business. He'll come back to Beis HaMikdash. So you see from Teis Rishonim, and Lachar from the fact that Teis Rishonim did not say Pnei Shu was Teretz, that it doesn't have to be Rotzef. It doesn't have to be contiguous days. Could be that that's, Lachar, it could be that that might be a Machlegis Rishonim. Lachar, according to Meiri, the whole purpose was that he shouldn't become Tomei. Lachara, switching, going back to your home, Lachara takes away that that gather. According to Rambam, if we're right, I'm not sure if we're right, that it's there's a Maisaf Rosha to be Mush Rosh Mibesa. According to Rashi, it could be that if a person has hours and hours of his Baitadus, then he'll be okay. He'll have Mara Mikdash. Yeah, go ahead. Yeah, but L'chaira, the Teishon is discussing the Dinei Raisa level. L'chaira, Teishon is saying the only way you can have such a good Shaka Batarye is if Midei Raisa would be okay. It's an Echanami. But Midei Raisa would still be a problem, L'chaira. But we're talking about Magda, the Hafrosh of Mikru. He said that's L'chaira, that's, I think so, yeah, because he derives it from Yimei Miluim. Check it out, I think so. Go ahead.
So, try to say the Rambam's more in Rashi's camp from Parish of Mishnah.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But he starts out with Bina Mikdash Lomyetze.
Yeah.
Which sounds like you wouldn't be able to leave.
Yeah,
like
correct.
Extension
yeah.
Mikdash.
Correct. Correct. That's very good. That's very good. Very good. Okay, so Sikkum HaDvarim is that today we tried to focus on what was the nature of the Din of Afrosha, and we pointed out Lachara, the three separate parts. And Lachar, we said that according to Rashi, Lachar, according to Rambam, that Din of Afrosha stands alone, the Din of Mibesai stands alone, and probably the Din of learning all the halachas is a standalone Din. And then we pointed out that according to Rashi, we have to still work harder in this, that it might be a Din in Moira Mikdash of the Kodshei Kodshim. And that according to Meiri Lachara holds that the Din of Afrosha is a like a suyag min haTorah to help the Kohen not become Tomei, and it's a suyag min haTorah to have greater certainty that the Kohen will be present for Avoda, and that is consistent with the Rav's Mahalach in. We'll discuss an upcoming shurim of being misak and a koin achad. That's part of the din of assuring that we'll be able to have the koin for the avoda. And then we discussed whether the din of shivas yamim is a din rotzif. That might also be a machleik zishayim. We pointed out very. What's your name?
Binyamin.
Pointed out very very well. Based that you can contrast the ram pirush mishnayis with teis rishonim machleik zishayim. This is the kud of the pnei yeshua. Yesterday we were said miktas shvachis shalay b'fanav of Henry Chaim. And I would say even less shvachis, but we're so grateful to Chaim Henry Erlinsky for occasioning this ability to learn together, to have such a nice olam, and to make a great contribution to the tzibur. But in order that we can do what we're supposed to be doing. to be able to even during the summertime. That's a good idea, yeah. 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 Let's go to the morning.